We are reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. We are in item 92. You can send questions on the website and we'll ask them here.
We're learning a very important thing now. Well, basically everything is important because it's all the same system, but this action called raising man, we're learning in the upper world, the way it goes, the way it works, and its origin. But later for us, we already talked about it a lot, that raising man is basically our main action. With regard to our advancement and correction, that nothing can we attain by the force of prayer, by the force of request. In other words, in the words of the wisdom of Kabbalah, it's called raising man. Raising the deficiency from the created being to the creator. How it works, how it goes, let's see with what Baal HaSulam writes. Please.
The matter of raising man of Zat of Nikudim to Abba Ve'ima, explaining the Sfira Da'at. 92. It has already been explained that due to the ascent of the bottom Hei Tanik Be'enayim, which occurred in the second restriction, when the Katnut of the 10 Sfirot of Nikudim emerged, each degree divided into two halves. Galgalta and Enayim remained in the degree for which they are called interior vessels, and Ozen Chotem Peh, which fell from the degree to the one below it, are therefore called posterior vessels. Thus, each degree is now twofold, made of internality and externality, since the posterior vessels of the upper degree fell to the internality of its own interior vessels. The fallen achap of Keter of Nikudim are clothed inside Galgalta and Enayim of Abba Ve'ima. And the fallen achap of Abba Ve'ima are clothed inside Galgalta and Enayim of Zat of Nikudim.
This means we have here an explanation how this system exists and bestows on the Creator. So in this system we have degrees. Like blocks called Keter, Abba Ve'ima, and Zon. That's how it is. And each and every part is divided into panim and achoraim, face and posterior. The vessels of the face are called vessels that can bestow. The vessels of the posterior are vessels that want to receive. And then the correction comes first to the vessels of the face, wanting only to bestow. And then comes the correction to the vessels of the posterior. So he says, I'll repeat this, the text, item 92. It has already been explained that due to the ascent of the bottom hay to Nikve Naim, which occurred in
Sag,
in Rosh of Sag, that occurred in the second restriction, and as a result of that, in all the vessels that came out of Sag, called the world of Nikudim, when the Katnut of the 10 Sfirot of Nikudim emerged, each degree divided into two halves, Galgalta and Enayim, remained. That's Keter, Chochmah, and Garde Binah. It remained in the degree for which they are called anterior vessels, vessels of Panim. They can receive the light. They don't have so much of the will to receive. And the Chab, the second part of the degree, that which fell from the degree to the one below it, are therefore called posterior vessels. because they fell to a degree below it. Thus, each degree is now twofold, divided into the face and the posterior, made of internality and externality, since the posterior vessels of the upper degree fell into the internality of its own anterior vessels. The fallen achap of Keter of Nikudim are clothed inside of Gilgal Tainaim of Abba Ve'ima, and the fallen achap of Abba Ve'ima are clothed inside Gilgal Tainaim of Zat of Nikudim. That's what Bala Sulam writes. Is something clear or not? The way I see, there are no questions, so I understand nothing is clear. Well, let's see. Maybe I'll draw this to you. Whatever. So, we have one degree which is called the degree of Ketel. Suppose, it doesn't matter what degree this is and where it is. It's divided into two halves. First part and the second part. So it turns out that the first part is called Gilgalta and Enaim. And the second part is called the Achap. Let's say this is the degree of Ketel. Truth is, it doesn't really matter what it is, where it is, what it is. Okay, so what happened here? The bottom hay, which is Malchut, is here. In the end of the degree, rose upwards. The restriction in it rose upwards and limited the degree so that if the upper light comes, it will only come to Gilgal Tainaim. And it can't come to the Achap. And the limit between Gilgal Tainaim and the Achap is called Parsa.
Parsa.
Parsa. Okay? Fine. So each and every degree in the second restriction is, meaning we're in it, the worlds of Atzilut, Briya, Yetzirah, Asiya, all are incorporated of such parts of him. In each patsuf, even in each detail, there is a division always to Gilgal Tainaim and the Achap, where Gilgal Tainaim are vessels that are in giving, and the Achap are vessels that are receiving, in reception. Again, I read, it has already been explained that due to the ascent of the bottom hay to Nikvenaim, which occurred in the second restriction, when the katnut of the 10 sfirot of Nikudim emerged, each degree divided into two halves. Gilgal Tainaim remained in the degree for which they are called anterior vessels. These vessels of Gilgal Tainaim are called vessels of the panim, the face, anterior vessels, and achap, ozun chotem peh, which fell from the degree to the one below it. Achap are therefore called posterior vessels. Thus, each degree is now twofold, made of internality and externality. Right? The upper part is called panim, anterior. And the bottom part is called achoraim, posterior.
Each degree is now twofold, made of internality and externality, since the posterior vessels of the upper degree fell into the internality of its own and anterior vessels. The fallen Achab of Keter of Nikudim are clothed the inside Gilgalta and the Naim of Abba Ve'ima. And the fallen Achab of Abba Ve'ima are clothed the inside Gilgalta and the Naim of Zat of Nikudim. Meaning, if we used to have once a matter of the order being, suppose it was part of Keter and the part of Abba Ve'ima and Zon, these three parts. So now it looks this way. The part of Keter only has Galgalta Naim. The second part of Keter, this has restricted itself, being within
Galgalta Naim. The Abba Ve'ima.
Galgalta Naim of Abba Ve'ima. Meaning, this part is here. And the Achab of Abba Ve'ima, let's draw this again in some other color. Achab of Abba Ve'ima. Have Galgalta Naim, and their Achab is not there. In the degree. They're already outside, they're clothed in a lower partsuf. Meaning, of all these three parts of Rosh Toch Sof, of the partsuf, there's only Galgalta Naim left in each and every part, and the hap of every piece has fallen to the lower degree. Okay, we'll talk about this. Let's start from Kiev.
Yes, dear Rav, this division of posterior and face, back and face, that exists in all states at the same time, or is it a cause and effect?
In each and every state we have it simple. Keter Chochma Bina. Chesed Gvura Tiferet. Netzach Hod. Yesod and Malchut. Ten Sfirot. Right? That's it. Keter Chochma Bina. Chesed Gvura until the middle of Tiferet. They are vessels of bestowal. In the middle, I'm talking about, I'm not drawing what I'm saying. So until the middle of Tiferet, we have vessels of bestowal. Having all in all, the force to give. Of course, it's from the bestowal of the upper light, but they can do that. From the vessels of Tiferet and below, they have, nonetheless, the will to receive. That's why these vessels, Keter Chochma Bina, Chesed Gvura Tiferet, are called vessels of the Panim, the anterior. And from Tiferet on, they're called vessels of Achoraim, posterior, back.
Achor.
And in the middle, there's the Pasa. So everywhere where we see ten Sfirot, that's how they divide to the Panim and the Achoraim.
Allah.
Next.
Скрытие уже с нижней третьей тиферет.
Подающие лиматами парса.
Certainly above the parsa there is a concealment already.
А в нашей работе, ну так условно, если говорить о работе нижней.
In our work.
When we locate our vessels, how much they're in bestowal and how much they're in reception, and we can build in them the force of the Pasa, which is not, won't let the lights to shift from the upper part called Galgalta and Enayim, the lower part called the Chab. Yes, when here we will have a true border, boundary, called Pasa. Then the upper light can shine in this part we call Panim.
Tov, Mach 3.
Okay, Mach 3.
Доброе утро, спасибо. Раф, скажите, вот вы когда говорите, что нижняя хая у нас поднялась.
Good morning, thank you. When you say that the lower hay worked and the second restriction was annulled and the state of katnut remains, there was gadlut before it. Katnut and gadlut, great and small, are things that exchange. It depends what we're speaking about. Here we're speaking in general. What it was before, what it was after, I don't know. I'm explaining what forms can take place in ten sfirot.
When they descend, it's a state of gadlut?
Right. If we bestow more on the katnut with the upper light, we'll give forces to the vessels to grow a screen, so also the vessels of posterior will get the force of the masach of the screen, and then the patsuf can return into gadlut, greatness.
Moscow 1.
Да, спасибо, Раф. Когда мы вот в нашей работе, когда Малхут поднимаем в бину, это как бы.
Thank you, Raf. In our work, when we raise Malchut Bina, it's as if our desire becomes not our desire anymore. When we have an ability to receive in these desires.
We never have our own desires. We always get our desires from the upper light that bestows upon us and brings us all kinds of desires. And we just need on each and every desire that we discover in each and every moment to try and bring us that force of resistance to use every desire in order to bestow.
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, we say that after the shattering, there was a mixture, mingling between the vessels of reception and the vessels of bestowal. How, out of this concept of mingling, do we reach degrees of upper, lower, and in Galgalat Ta'anam and Achav? What's the connection between the mingling and what you're explaining now?
Now I'm explaining elements of posterior, face, Galgalat Ta'anam, Achav, smallness and greatness. I'm still not ascribing this to anywhere or any world. But in general, that there is such a division in the ten spheres or in the potsuf that can take place. If it has forces, it'll be in greatness. If it doesn't, it'll be in smallness.
Meaning after the shattering, that's how each and every desire is divided?
After the shattering, every desire is divided into or includes the shattered parts. Then, when they are organized into sfirot, partsufim, so they have such a structure of Galgalat Ta'anayim and Achav.
Thank you.
Okay. PT 12.
Shalom, Rav. Ashilai kazot.
Hello, Rav. The question is this: how? What's the principal difference between the Paltzofim being clothed one on another, and now when the Paltzofim are clothed one in the other?
One in the other, it's the same Paltzof clothing. One upon the other are two different Palzufs that have a different nature and they clothe on each other, but they can reach a certain degree to equalize with the Creator, but each one by that attains according to his own nature. See? But now that by that they become one.
PT 19.
PT 19.
He says something very strange here. He says in a way that each and every degree becomes divided into two halves, internality and externality, since the posterior vessels fell. Tell me, what was there before? Blank page? Who's building these degrees?
The white light, the upper light, none else besides them.
Where do we fit in?
Here it's not speaking about us yet. We are not here yet, but later on it will be through raising man.
So why is it made twofold? What does it mean twofold, internality and externality?
It's divided into an internal part and an external part.
What does that mean, according to what you drew?
That the internal part is called Galgal Te'anayim, the vessels of bestowal, that in them, according to their desire, can appear usually the light of Chasadim, and in the lower part, it wants to receive. In order to bestow, or even if it's restricted, if it doesn't have the will to receive in order to bestow, so it only wants to receive, and then it's restricted. Everything according to a desire and a screen on the desire. Tel Aviv 4.
Tel Aviv 4.
Sorry, there is a problem.
Chadera 2.
Good morning, Rav. I'd like to continue the question Gadi asked about the Achap of the upper and Gilgal Tanaim of the lower. They seemingly sit in the same degree. Is there a meaning for them that they're in the same degree?
No, they complete each other, but still each one, according to his nature, is different than the other. Galgal Tanaim are vessels of bestowal, and Achap are vessels of reception. And if they have a screen, and a mutual screen, so they perform an action like one paltzuf. But if they don't have a mutual screen, so to the extent of the upper light bestowing on them, they're divided into Gilgal Te'anayim and Achap. That towards the upper light, Gilgal Te'anayim doesn't resist it, it's not against it, and then it's vessels of bestowal. The vessels that have a desire to bestow, the quality of Bina, the Achaper vessels that have the will to receive in them, and that belongs to Malchut. That's why the entire Paltzuf is divided into those two halves. The top half, Galgal Te'anayim, vessels of bestowal. The bottom half, which is Achap, is the vessels of reception.
This principle, when the Achap of the upper one and the Galgal Te'anayim of the lower one, it's a very important principle in the wisdom of Kabbalah. We learn this later. But what I'm asking now is about how can we implement it in the relations in the 10, for instance.
If you won't stop asking what doesn't belong to what I'm explaining now, I will never let you ask. It's not the first time you're doing this.
When we learn that,
I don't want to hear anymore. Now I don't want to hear you anymore because you're not helping me to explain the materials that is difficult to people anyway. That's it. Don't ask anymore. I'm reading it again. It is 92. It has already been explained that due to the ascent of the bottom hay to Nikbe Yanaim, which occurred in the second restriction, When the katnut of the 10 sfirot of Nikudim emerged, each degree divided into two halves. Galgal Te'anaim remained in the degree for which they are called anterior vessels. And Yechab, Ozen Chotem Pe, which fell, are called the posterior vessels. Thus, each degree is now twofold, made of internality and externality. Since the posterior vessels of the upper degree fell to the internality of its own interior vessels, the fallen Achab of Keter of Nikudim are clothed inside Galgal Te'anaim of Abba Ve'ima. And the fallen Achab of Abba Ve'ima are inside Galgal Te'anaim of Zat of Nikudim.
Moscow 3.
Moscow 3.
Rav, вот в этой конструкции, где Ахаб высшего и
Rav, in this structure, when Ахаб of the upper and the Galgal Te'anaim of the lower, are they ten sfirot? Who's bestowing? Who's receiving?
Above the parsa, called Galgal Te'anaim. There are the vessels of bestow, and below the parsa, that's the vessels of reception. We'll continue soon. 92, Moshe, read please.
Read 92 again, Rav?
Oh, sorry, 93.
Okay, 93. In consequence, when the new light of Absa Gavak comes to the degree and lowers the bottom hay back to her place at the pay, during the Gadlut of Nikudim, the degree returns her Achab to her, and its ten sfirot of vessels and ten sfirot of lights are completed. It is then considered that the lower degree too, which was attached to the Achab of the upper one, rises along with them to the upper one. This is so because the rule is that there is no absence in the spiritual. As the lower one was attached to the Achab of the upper one during the Katnut, they are not separated from each other during the Gadlut as well. When the Achab of the upper one returns to their degree, it follows that the lower degree has now actually become a higher degree, since the lower one that rises to the upper one becomes like it.
That's something very special, that even if there was a degree below, by the bestowing of the upper light, when she receives this light and wants through it to sanctify, to rise above, to be more of a bestower, she can perform it and add herself into a higher degree. It's like an elevator that you can rise from one floor to the next. I'm reading number 93. In consequence, when the new light of Absag of Ak comes to the degree, the light of Absag is a very special light. It's the light that comes out of Chochmah and Bina. And this light includes all the corrections that need to be given to the world to receive for it to start bestowing. So when this light of Absag, of Ak, comes to the degree and lowers the bottom hay back to her place at the peh, that first it was a nigbe naim, when there was a second restriction that you couldn't use the vessels of reception, only the vessels of bestower in that degree, meaning this light came in the Gadlut of Nikudim, meaning it gives a small partsuf of Galgal Te'anaim that were in it they can add their Ahab back. The degree returns to her Ahab up to her. And its 10 sfirot of vessels and 10 sfirot of lights are completed. It reaches gedlut, greatness. It is then considered that the lower degree too, which was attached to the Ahab of the upper one, the Ahab of the upper one was fallen into the lower one. Now when it ascends, it takes the Galgal Tanaim of the lower one up with it. And she can rise with them to the upper one. That's the rule, that there's no absence in spirituality. As the lower one was attached to the Ahab of the upper one during the Katnut, they are not separated from each other during the Gadlut as well. When the Ahab of the upper one returned to their degree, it follows that the lower degree has now actually become a higher degree, since the lower one that rises to the upper one becomes like it. Is that clear? What's he telling us? Saying something new. There was a higher degree. What did it do? It reached the state where it fell into a lower degree. A part of it remained above, and part of it fell even more. In a state where it fell, it connected to the degree that was here in the state of below. Now the upper light comes. That's called the light of Absag. The light of Absag. And then this light bestows on the vessels and gives forces to Galgal Te'anayim and to the Ahab to rise, to return to the degree it was in before, and then they can rise. They return to the state as it supposedly was a new state. And then it turns out that this degree returns back, Galgal Te'anayim and Ahab, and along with it, it takes what it has here, this mutual area between her Ahab and her Galgal Te'anayim, and Galgal Te'anayim too, right? It takes it also, adds it into here. And then it turns out that it's this Ahab of the upper one that fell. When it returns, it takes Galgal Te'anayim of the lower one with it. And then here we have something very special. First, we have 10 sfirot, as they were before, and we have 10 sfirot of Galgal Te'anayim and Ahab that are new. Look as much as connections were made in the degree from ascents and descents, falls that come back up. And it's not in one state, it's many, many paltsufim. And in this way we reach from having a square to a circle. a sphere until there is no more room and everything is actually filled with 10 sefirot. But in the incorporation between them, they fill all of reality, just like an integral and not a square. By connecting in such a way. Okay?
Tov. PT 9.
PT
9. Rav, can you explain really what causes that adhesion in this red line? Say, when the Ahab of the upper one falls to the Galgal Tanaim of the lower one, there's immediately adhesion or additional action?
There's an additional action from the lower one towards the upper one. We'll learn about it. And we have PT 4.
I don't know if it's not the same question, but how can the lower one be adhered to the upper Ahab of the upper one if they're restricted?
By him restricting himself, the upper one brings him up, he raises him. When he raises him to a higher degree, the lower one needs to hold on to the upper one. He needs to lose even more of his independence, supposedly. Like a baby that grabs the mother, a little child that grabs the mother performs all kinds of actions, movements. He only knows one thing, like a little monkey, to hold on to her. That's it.
And that's strong enough for it.
Yes, by that it gets all the forces from the upper one. Yep. We can actually learn that from animals because it's states of katnut, of smallness. Okay? PT
25. Rav, if the light wants to spread from itself throughout this whole process downwards, what does it mean here that Baal HaSulam writes that when the new light of Absag comes, what does it mean that it's new?
It's an additional light that comes in order to sanctify the vessels and give them new extra screens because they didn't have them before. It's, you'll see as maybe according to the drawing, Galgalta and Enayim, these were in a lower degree. And now they rose to a higher degree. And these are vessels, right? And then they need a screen in order to ascend. They also need a screen to be adhered to the Ahab. They need a screen that towards this Ahab they can be Galgalta and Enayim, even though they're part of a lower degree. According to their structure, they are below the Ahab, like here. According to what they reach, the same degree as the Ahab, they then become more important because they have Galgalta and Enayim, vessels of bestowal, and their Ahab are vessels of reception, meaning as much as the lower one ascends and joins the upper one, by that he also sanctifies the upper one. He raises him higher. He obligates him to ascend. He adds qualities of bestowal to him.
Latin 2.
Okay. Latin 2.
Gracias, Rab. Es una pregunta de Jesús. Y él quiere saber si...
A question from Jesús. He'd like to know whether the dynamics between Panim and Achoraim or Galgal Tanaim and Ahab, is this exactly what we're reading, that there's no absence in spirituality?
No, doesn't have to, anything to do with it. No absence in spirituality is that the vessel that ascends and joins a higher degree also remains in a lower degree. That's called that there's no absence in the spiritual. And then we have an addition here. That all the ascents that we are talking about, even though they take place, the previous place doesn't disappear, and the previous vessels don't disappear. And there's supposedly a doubling here, that all the ascents and all the descents and all these states, they all remain, and they're here forever. PT 13.
Tzadik Bet, Shushu Omer.
In item 92, he says that when the vessels of the posterior fell into the internality of its own anterior vessels, the fallen Achap of Keter of Nikudim are clothed. What does it mean to be fallen?
Well, like I drew it. Just like I drew it. Let's say these Achap.
Achap Elu.
These Achap, right? They are fallen into these vessels.
He says of her own.
Of her own, yes. So when they rise and then they descend, so they supposedly descend to their own place, but it's not the same thing anymore. Before the ascent and after the descent, they're not the same thing.
If I may, what's the element that connects? Seemingly, there is nothing more than internality and externality. So, what connects the Galgal Tanaim and the Chab?
Ten Sfirot, they belong to one Parzuf, ten Sfirot, they complete each other, they have an incorporation where every Sfirah is included from the other Sfirot, and then that's why it's not 10, it's 100, you see? It's, their connection is very internal and deep, and it comes from their natural building that it can't be otherwise. Revadim.
What happens to the Achap of the lower one when the Galgal Tanaim of the lower one rises with the Achap of the upper one?
The Achap of the lower one remains at its place, that its Galgal Tanaim ascends to a higher degree, and it exists there and completes itself. And also there's still a connection between it and its Achap. That is something we'll learn about. I need to end. They're telling me, okay, friends, I'm sorry. We'll continue tomorrow.
Info.
Shalom, chaverim yekarim.
Hello, dear friends. This week, tens number 10 and 22 from Petach Tikva have been working on the preparation for Saturday. If we can judge according to the very strong connections we had this week, we are on a verge of a very big Saturday. We recommend for the friends who don't come every day or friends who haven't been here for a while to come. So let's invite them to this upcoming Saturday so they can incorporate with us and get more strength to continue the path. Yariv, what do you think?
Well, I'm excited. When I was told that I have to share my inspiration from all the preparation Miki was speaking about now, I remember this, that the Shabbat lesson from a spiritual root, it's very important. I remember how once you had to get a special admission. Not everybody could come on Shabbat, but now when we're all virtual, we're in a bit of a different state, but still the whole week we're working and preparing for Shabbat, that the lesson will really be strongest. And today we really want to share with the whole world Kli, that people come every day. We're inviting everybody with an open heart to join in this great connection. I'm really inspired by the preparation of the two tents. We really got a way to increase our vessel. And we're inviting all friends to come and connect with us. So please, Moshe, to you.
Friends, so we have announcements to conclude. Dear friends, our weekly Arvut item will occur today at 5:45 Israel time after the daily Kabbalah lesson. You're all invited to connect the hearts as a preparation to the upcoming Congress. Links have been sent to everyone together. That's by announcement by the World Social Team. The schedule for today, 10 till 11, a conversation with Rav Lightman about the article, Peace in the World. And this will conclude. Let's sing a song.
Только между нами сможем почувствовать один. Si tu es dans l'océan tout seul, ce n'est pas un. If you have a dream alone, it's not one. Uno insieme ad ognuno. Давай объединим весь мир и почувствуем один. Wir sind deine große Familie. Si tu chantes à la lune tout seul, ce n'est pas un. If you sail in the ocean alone, it's not one. Yeah. Oh.